The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Even though thunderstorms are expected in the south, and we'll be talking about that in a few moments, most of Ireland is still enjoying glorious weather. But why does the hot, sunny weather cheer so many of us up? Henry McKean went to try and find out.
We're here on Portmarnock Beach on the north side of Dublin, and it's busy. Ricky, are you enjoying the good weather?
Yeah, because I like the weather at my home stay, because I like to play with a friend and play football. Like, just playing out and all, going, like, it's just fun. I love it.
So they love it. And we've got a plane taking off there. They're probably heading to Spain. We don't need to go to Spain when the weather's like this.
We don't need to go to Spain when we have this weather. Don't we not, boys?
And what do you think of the great weather? Why does it lift your mood?
Oh, it's definitely good for the soul. The lovely heat. It's absolutely fantastic to see people out and about and having a good time in the sun.
You're Spanish. You're not on that plane going to Spain. You're here. You're playing beach volleyball. Do you feel like you're back home in Spain?
I live in Canary Islands. The weather there is so good every year. And now I'm taking advantage of the weather.
You're here on the beach. You're born in Ireland and you have Latvia heritage.
Yeah.
You can have some hot summers over there.
Yes, yes. I'm not there often, but every time I'm there, it gets to like 30 degrees, even higher.
Latvia is a very outdoorsy country. You like outdoor pursuits. You know, if Ireland was like this all the time, would we all be horse riding? Would we all be rock climbing? Would we be going for more hikes?
Yeah, I feel like everyone would be happier, a lot happier.
I'm Carlo Scapatici.
So you've been serving up ice creams in your ice cream van for how many years?
Nearly 40 years I'm doing the ice cream business, the family business.
Have you seen weather like this before?
Oh yeah, over the years we have. Not too often, but it's good when you get up.
And they're saying this is the hottest ever on record.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great. Still May.
Only early, that's right. So hopefully we get a good summer. We're long overdue one.
Do you think we'd eat more ice cream if the weather was like this all the time? Would you be a millionaire?
Probably.
Oh, we're having a great day here on the beach. We just, yeah, said we come down and get out in the lovely fresh air and the sunshine, and yeah, you can't beat it.
And you're loving it.
We're loving it, and we're about to have a 99 now on the beach, and we're all happy out.
Does it feel like perhaps we're on Noosa Beach in Australia or Fraser Island?
Well,
does it feel special?
The colour of the water, we could be anywhere today, and the blue skies. So yeah, we're very lucky to have gorgeous beaches here in Dublin.
Have you ever been to Australia before?
We have, yeah. Yeah, back in 2010.
And, you know, do you think we'd be more active if we had weather like this? Would we be wearing, you know, those sleeveless tops? Would we be playing Aussie rules?
We probably would, and the coloured sun cream on our noses, do you remember, from Home and Away? So, yeah. But look, it's still good to be out, even though it's, yeah, not as hot as Australia, but we're delighted.
Do you feel like it's Summer Bay?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
I think, yeah, the weather, it's absolutely unreal. It's absolutely unreal. And, you know, way better than last year, in my opinion.
Being on the beach again, it's great. It's nicer than Australia at the moment in Perth.
G'day, Henry. It's Brianna Parkins here from Australia. I'm very jealous of the sunny weather that Ireland's been having. Winter has officially started here. We don't really get an autumn. It just goes from boiling hot to freezing cold real quick. And unfortunately, sunny weather does play a huge part in my own personal happiness. I'd like to pretend that the vitamin D deficiency didn't get to me in Ireland. It definitely did. When I first moved over, I had a South African doctor. She was my first GP, and she said, let's get you on some vitamin D tablets. Straight away, I ignored her. I didn't realize what the issue, how big a deal it was. And then at 9 p.m. every night, my first winter in Ireland, I would just start crying for no reason. And when I moved to Australia, I hate to report that a lot of my terrible mental health went away immediately. Am I that shallow? Maybe, but the sun, unfortunately, does make a huge difference in my life, which is probably why I'm now living on the other side of the world, as much as I miss Ireland every day.
Yeah, we love it. We love the weather, yeah.
And do you do any outdoor pursuits?
No, we just came to the beach today, tanning ourselves.
And you're wearing sunscreen?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Which factor?
Factor 50. This sunny day means amazing things. It lets us get out of the house and get a lovely like bit of sun on ourselves, which is not normal in Ireland.
It gives me motivation to get out of bed and to go to the beach with my friends and socialise.
So if you weren't on the beach, where would you be?
School, probably, like, for exams.
Studying.
At home, studying.
Yeah. You're supposed to be home studying.
Yes, but...
So you brought your books to the beach?
No. We like the sunny weather.
Yeah. We love it. So good.
We should be studying right now, but it's fine.
You should be studying. What should you be studying for?
Home ec and maths.
And science.
And science, but you're going to miss it.
Yeah, but...
Miss the study. You'll have to catch up when it's dark and when it's raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the good weather and it makes me really happy, and if it was like this all the time, I would definitely be at the beach.
That's brilliant, yeah. It makes everyone's mood a lot better.
And how was your mood?
A lot better.
If you weren't on the beach, where would you be?
Beer garden.
So it's family duty?
Family duty today, yeah.
So the beer garden will have to wait?
Another, what, 2 hours, I'd say, will it?
Yeah.
You're on crutches, you had surgery. Does this weather lift your mood?
Yeah, it does lift my mood a lot, like with the heat and everything. Just really cheers you up.
My name is Dr. Karen Ward, and I'm a proud member of the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. When the weather is beautiful, we tend to go outside. We humans breathe in oxygen to give us life, and we breathe out carbon dioxide, whereas the trees do the opposite. They need our byproduct, the carbon dioxide, for their life, and they breathe out oxygen. So therefore, when we're outdoors, particularly in tree areas, be it a park or a garden, our mood elevates because we're getting this wonderful fresh oxygen. Of course, with the sunshine, once we have our sunscreen on, we're getting vitamin D, again, very important for life. And the sunny disposition you often hear mentioned is an opportunity for people to really to smile, to enjoy the heat in their bones, particularly after the long, grey and rainy January, February into March months we have had.
I love the sun and it's making everyone in Ireland very happy.
So that isn't a ghetto blaster, it's a little speaker attached to a girl walking down the beach. You have a little Jack Russell Chihuahua.
The good weather just puts everybody into a good mood. It's great to see everybody out and about and enjoying the sun. I think Ireland, if we had this good weather, nobody would ever want to leave all the time.
So we wouldn't be emigrating.
Absolutely
if the weather
not.
Was like this.
I don't think so.
Not even about the cost of living crisis. It's about the weather.
Maybe it'd be more justified if we had good weather.
Hello, little tiny dog.
Okay, Henry McKean on Portmarnock Beach there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.